Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Riley Hart here, coming at you live with another dose of soft girl morning goodness. You know, life can be a whirlwind, right? A constant blur of to-dos, deadlines, and that nagging feeling that we're just running around chasing our tails. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a superpower within you that can bring calm even amidst the chaos? It's called inner peace, my friends, and it's waiting to be unlocked. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Riley, finding inner peace sounds lovely in theory, but how'd I actually do it? Trust me, I hear you. Inner peace isn't some mythical unicorn that only exists in yoga retreats and meditation apps. It's a practice, a journey, and honestly, it's way more accessible than you think. So, let's dive into 5 super practical tips to help you tap into that inner oasis of calm. First up, mindful moments. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles per hour? Like a hamster on a wheel, just going and going and going? Well, guess what? We can train our minds to be more present. Try this. Take 5 minutes each day to focus solely on your breath. Just inhales and exhales. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the coolness of the air as you breathe in, the warmth as you exhale. It sounds simple, but it's incredibly powerful. This brings you back to the present moment, where peace actually resides. Next up, let go of control. Now, I'm not saying to become a hippie who lives in a van and eats only kale chips, although if that floats your boat, go for it. What I mean is, sometimes we get so caught up in trying to control everything around us that we forget to simply relax and let things unfold naturally. Accept the things you can't change, and focus on what you can influence. It's like riding a wave, you can try to fight it, or you can go with the flow. Trust me, surfing's way more fun when you just chill out. Speaking of chilling out, move your body. Listen, I know some days the couch calls your name louder than anything else in the world. But getting your body moving, even for a little bit, is a game changer. It doesn't have to be intense cardio, a walk in nature, a gentle yoga session, or even just dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes can do wonders for your mood and stress levels. Remember, movement is medicine for the soul. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Ever felt like a doormat? Like people were constantly stepping all over you because you said yes to everything? Honey, it's time to set some boundaries. Learn to say no when you need to, protect your energy, and prioritize your own well-being. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Finally, practice gratitude. This one might seem cheesy, but hear me out. Taking a few minutes each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for can shift your entire perspective. Instead of focusing on what's missing, appreciate the good stuff in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, these little moments add up to create a sense of contentment and inner peace. Ever been overwhelmed by a work project or family drama? You know that feeling when everything feels like it's coming down on you at once, and you just want to curl up in bed with a good book and disappear? That's where finding your inner peace becomes super important. I remember a few years ago, I was juggling a million things. Deadlines, a family wedding, a demanding boss, and my own personal projects. It felt like a constant uphill battle. One morning, I woke up feeling completely drained. It was one of those days where even getting out of bed seemed like a monumental task. That's when I decided to take a step back. Instead of diving headfirst into the chaos, I sat down for 10 minutes and just focused on my breath. I visualized myself in a peaceful place, a quiet beach with soft sand and gentle waves. It was such a simple thing, but it made all the difference. When I came back to my to-do list, I felt calmer, more centered, and surprisingly, more productive. So remember, beautiful souls, finding your inner peace isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's about cultivating moments of calm amidst the chaos. It's about practicing self-care, setting boundaries, being present in each moment, and appreciating the good stuff. Now go out there and radiate that peaceful energy. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and leave a review. Let's spread the love of gentle living together. Until next time, stay soft, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.